Drainage problems that have plagued homeowners in the Wildwood and May Avenue housing development for years were discussed by the Rio Del City Council during their February 7th regular meeting. Resident Sean Molyneux has approached the city about the long-standing problems that stem from the original development, which was approved by the city as individual homes rather than as a subdivision, which would have required infrastructure improvements. Mr. Molyneux's house was built in 2007 by Myers Construction and purchased in 2009. The last two homes of the development sat empty for a length of time as a change in city management in 2007 resulted in the city finally pushing for the infrastructure improvements that is normally put in before homes are built. Mr. Molyneux reported to having been requesting help from the city for many years now, and the recent rains have made the drainage issues even more critical. This reporter addressed the City Council to verify that the city had been advised years ago of the ongoing problems and their response.
Pretty much they just said, well, it's been approved as individual lots, and even though it's built by the same developer with the same plans at the same time, it's not really a subdivision. So we don't need to have structural improvements, like to the sewers, like to the drainage, like to the streets. Again, it's a known issue. It was a known issue with the building inspector at that time, that the city chose, as it did many times, to ignore it for whatever reason, and now the homeowners are suffering because of this.
The council asked Mr. Molyneux to create a plan to address the drainage problems in cooperation with the neighboring property owners and then return to the city. The council then heard an update on development projects in the former Eel River Sawmill site, which is the area approved for commercial medical cannabis-related businesses. A recent meeting of the stakeholders developing the various parcels located in the sawmill site was held to discuss various common issues, such as the pending traffic study and possible needed improvements with the interchange at Highway 101. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell provided a brief update on the number of projects that he expects to be submitting applications for approval by the Planning Commission soon.
I know that the Glen White Group is getting very close. I know the Michael Martino Group is getting very close. I believe Mr. Wendt is getting close on one of his buildings. I'm not sure where the Honeydew Farms folks are. I know that the Bulls Gold Group, which is a piece from Randy Whitlow. Their engineer called me not that long ago. So I anticipate applications coming in within probably the next 6 to 8 weeks.
There will be future consideration of a possible local tax measure that would then need to be approved by the voters. The council had decided previously to not put a commercial cannabis tax measure on the recent presidential election ballot. Stay tuned for more updates on the development of the commercial medical cannabis industrial park across the bridge from Rio Del. The Rio Del Annual Police Report for 2016 was presented by Police Chief Graham Hill. He noted that the increase in crime statistics was a reflection of the increased number of officers in 2016 as compared to the year before. Video of the meeting, as well as the full packet of council documentation, including the annual police report, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be February 21st at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.